Hey Fadies, thanks for listening to The Fate of Ison. We are neck deep in our Surge campaign, which runs alongside the events of the Apple Squadeth and features Kydron Faust, the human wizard, Rad Boomerang, the human fighter, and Sasha Torchwood, the elf sorcerer. Last time, our heroes spent a night resting in the town of Paston before gearing up to continue their journey. Kydron made a strange new friend, an elderly collector named Sheffield, who in between endless rambling eventually gifted Kydron a magical ring of teleportation. When Rad, Sasha, and Keilani were ready, Kydron used it to transport them all to the city of Triskel, right on the edge of the Eternal Forest, and considerably closer to their goal of the Wellspring of Harrig.
Right, would you guys like a recap to bring back in what we did last session?
Yeah, last I remember we were fighting like green cats, and but that was
yeah, that's what I remember. And then you fell off a roof and
nearly died.
Yes, no, but like
I was
you know,
demonstrating how roofs can be really dangerous.
And then people weren't angry at us, but weren't happy with us for destroying the town.
We never destroyed the town. I just want to make that very clear.
No, you caught the inn roof on fire.
The inn roof on fire.
That was put out.
Okay, Sasha did that.
They weren't, like, unhappy with us, but...
We did kill the menacing cats. So we had the fight with the green cats, and then we kind of crashed the night.
We went shopping for something, didn't we? But he wouldn't sell it to
us. Yeah, so there was a guy named Sheffield who, like, sold knickknacks. And I don't know if you guys bought anything, but I bought what he called a ring of teleport, which turns out to be a fucking powerful ring of spell storing, which had two teleport spells in it. And so given we're trying to get to the Wellsprig of Harrig, which was still like 3 weeks away, I was like, hang on, from my traveling days, I remember visiting a town, you know, relatively close. And based on my shifty memories of that, we teleported to kind of the outskirts of this town, which is on the outskirts of the forest near the well.
You might say we took the railroad there.
Yeah. And then, yeah, we basically just arrived in broad daylight. There's heaps of people saw us just materialize out of thin air and going, da fuck. And that's where we kind of finished the session.
Okay, so what's the name of the town?
Triskel.
And you've been here before?
Yeah, in my traveling merchant days.
And we're basically at the beginning of an episode of Sliders. Like, we've all arrived, and everyone's like, whoa, is that Jonathan Rhys-Davies?
Sure. Yep.
Okay.
I haven't seen Sliders.
Oh, well, that's basically what happens.
I mean, I don't know how prevalent magic is, the fact we've just turned up. Everyone's like, oh my god, this is crazy god level shit. Or they're like, oh, look at these fuckers with a ring of teleport. I'm not actually sure.
Yeah, I think it's somewhere in between those.
Yeah, I think it's still pretty crazy when four individuals just turn up out of nowhere.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you think about the power scale people live on, they've heard of magic, but they probably don't know anyone personally who can do it. So it's like
I think this teleport's a level 7 spell, so it's like not every fucker can just cast that.
Yeah, so you guys teleported to the city of Triskel. In the edge of the Omega Lake, and it's one of the northernmost points of the Kingdom of Bruss, and like bordering the Eternal Forest, where you guys know the Wellspring of Harrig is. So that's why Kydron chose that spot, because he's been there with his adoptive father on their merchant travels. And you appear in a giant, bright teleportation circle. Very, very blatant and obvious to anyone even remotely nearby. There's nothing subtle about it. On the outskirts of the town, and there are people coming and going on carts and on foot, and they all see it, and a few people like panic and run and start screaming, guards, guards! And people run into the city.
One question I did have is, how prevalent is magic? Like, obviously this is pretty unusual and people are shitting it. It's not like they're like, fuckers have got teleport.
Magic is commonplace, but at the same time, like high level magic, like a bunch of people teleporting in like a very obviously powerful teleportation circle, that would definitely be noteworthy, especially in the current political instability post Arkvale Empire.
Right. Yeah. Post Arkvale Empire, is it?
Yeah, which has just fallen like in the last few weeks.
Which we've had nothing to do with.
Thanks to Marley and Panfor.
What do people look like compared to us? Are we dressed similarly to them?
Oh, racist.
You guys are probably looking pretty wretched, actually. You've been on the road and in the frozen continent Omegas and shit without rest for well over a month. You've been constantly moving. You haven't stopped to look after yourselves, really, in probably a month and a half.
Yeah.
We've had a couple of decent rests.
If we somehow got away from, like, the immediate vicinity of where this has happened, we wouldn't blend in with the crowd.
Yeah, no, you could blend in with a crowd of commoners in most places.
Right, okay, cool. But not right now, because obviously we've just come out of a big explosion.
Everyone's literally looking at us.
Yeah, you've just done a very obvious thing. You are now the center of all attention. And people have run off screaming for guards, and a few people are lingering on the outskirts of the area, sort of monitoring your situation.
Sasha pops out, cracks her knuckles, and goes, "Ah, that's more like it. Now that is an entrance."
And then she just yells out, "I've got dragon blood. Who wants some?"
Just immediately start casting fireballs around the place. Just fucking us up.
Rushing out of the nearby town gate is four armored individuals. So three in like a town guardy type uniform, and a woman in full plate armor, like a knight, rushes out. And the woman makes herself sort of stand out as the leader and just says, "Who are you? Identify yourselves immediately."
Do we recognize their crests and shit?
Make a history check. Not Sasha. Sasha would not know.
There's no point.
Why don't you do that? Yeah.
Net 20, and also get plus 10 on that as well. So that's good.
Although we don't have time to chat, so I should probably do my separate check, right?
30? Not enough.
I rolled a 19 plus 1.
Okay. Yeah, so both of you recognize that what they're wearing is, it's sort of strange. It looks like the colors of Arkvale, so black and gold, but like the gold parts of the uniforms have either been like scratched out, or in terms of fabric have been like ripped off, you know, like tearing off like a badge from your clothes, sort of thing.
Right.
So it looks like Arkvale, but tarnished Arkvale.
So trying to pretend they're not.
Alright, we're genuinely not affiliated with Arkvale, so that's going to help, right?
Do have an Arkvale uniform on me, but not wearing it at the moment.
Are you with the Empire or the Resistance? Answer immediately.
With the Resistance.
Yeah, Sasha's like, neither.
Oh, wait, are you the Han Solo type?
You have no alliance?
I mean, no reason to have any alliance.
She's allied with us, but just like, you know, platonically.
As a group, make all of you a charisma check.
Fuck, I hate this check.
And tally it all up.
22.
Oh, I rolled a 19.
And I got a 19.
Fucking rolling up a storm.
So we pretty much crushed that. Two 19s and a 22. Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. There's some charming motherfuckers, Sasha.
The guards behind the knight, two were holding up spears and one was holding up a crossbow. And they sort of look to the knight and they like look really hesitant and then lower their weapons a little bit. And she says, "I will ask you again, since you have appeared in such a spectacular manner, you obviously are of some power. Are you with the Resistance or are you with Arkvale?"
We are not with either. We have traveled from Garrington and are not involved on either side of this dispute. However, we mean you absolutely no harm.
That's a persuasion. Go drop.
Okay. Damn it.
Let's kill him.
Persuasion, come on. Oh, that's not quite as good. 10.
Okay, so your words of "we mean you no harm," she's not buying it.
Okay, well, I mean, we can do some fucking harm if you're going to bitch about it.
Okay, so we've got Kalani with us, and I look at Kalani, and I look at these soldiers, and I say, "Well, really, whether you shoot us or not may determine what happens in the next surge, you moron. So how about you leave it alone?"
No one knows what the surge
is.
They all look at each other, and the guards are looking at the knight saying, "Surge? What is... We just had
a real bad curry for lunch. She's talking about something totally different. Just don't even worry about
no,
that.
No, I mean, because Sasha would be like, well, you will know. You know the stories of where, how the Earth was destroyed years and years ago.
We are supposed to be being pretty subtle, aren't we? Like,
No, she's not. Look at her.
I mean, she's not being subtle, but are we not supposed to be?
Hang on, you've just been accused of like having lots of power and being unclear about your allegiance, and now you're talking about power that can destroy the world.
Mm.
Yep.
You're desperate to use that wall of fire, right?
Yeah, I feel
you're
like, just like
wall of fire.
That was the absolute wrong thing to say. Between Kydron's not so convincing, we mean you no harm, and the power's going to destroy the world soon.
Right.
Yeah, probably not great.
Yeah.
Red is going to step in front of these idiots. He throws his sword down and he gestures toward Kehlani and he says, look, we've got a child with us. Can we all calm down?
No, I got a 21 for initiative. Let's roll. Let's fucking do this.
Stop fighting things. As the non-magic guy, I'm the de facto leader of this group, sir.
You're the literal fighter. That literally defines you as a person.
I never stopped or started me in the past.
What if we found you a hand?
Come on, Brad. Give me a persuasion check.
Okay, roll that persuasion on.
Are you persuading the guards or us?
And gesturing the child.
I'll do them and then you. Oh shit, that's my worst one. They're not animals, are they? If they're animals, that really helps me out.
No.
Okay, I'm gonna.
Suddenly, she's a centaur.
12.
Okay. Let me hang on. Wisdom save on the knight.
Wait, if I'm telling the truth, shouldn't a wisdom save help? Right?
What are you saying though?
I'm just telling her that we can. She can calm down. We've got a child with us, and we don't want swords everywhere.
But that's not like, are you telling the truth? Blatantly, obviously, we do have a child with us. No one's like, is that a child? Or is it just...
So really well, she got a 15. What did you... What would... You got a 12.
12.
Yeah.
Okay.
But also, like, the look on my face is really good. And I've thrown my sword down. And I reckon she should believe me.
Okay, so now you're going to start the fight without your sword.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm into it.
Typical Rad style, man. Honestly, every fucking time.
Okay, so what are our initiatives?
21.
This doesn't have to be a fight, by the way. This is just, they are going to fight you.
Nah, they started it.
What did you get, Jules?
6. I rolled a 2. It's real bad.
24.
Okay, and is Kehlani going to act, do you think, Sasha?
No, I think I've got, because currently I've probably got a hand on her shoulder. You know, like kind of being like, can we just get out of here, please? You know, sort of, so.
Fair enough. Hang on, and just writing down the rest of them. Okay, so these guards, there is an old dwarf with red hair. There is a bald-headed gnome guard, which is quite funny to think of a town guard as a gnome. And there is a woman with a long black ponytail.
All right, who's closest to me?
They're all sort of equidistant. So imagine the three guards standing ever so slightly behind their knight leader.
Yeah.
And all 30, 40 feet away from you. And yeah, you're first to act. Even though your sword's on the ground.
Yeah.
Come on, ham chucker.
I'm quite fast, right? I'm going to attempt to just put my hand on the... on the arm of the guy holding a sword so that I can stop him from stabbing me with it.
Okay. None of them are holding swords. The dwarf has a spear, the woman with the ponytail has a spear, and the gnome has a crossbow. Oh, and the knight has a... Oh, no, yeah, the knight has a greatsword. Sorry.
Okay, so I've got sword, spear, crossbow. 3 of them in the knight.
Yep.
All right, I'm going to go for the crossbow.
Okay, that's the bald gnome.
Sure. I rolled an 8. That's not great. I'm currently unarmed.
Okay, so your unarmed strike is just plus proficiency plus strength for you?
Yeah, it's plus 6. Am I within 5 foot of this person? I can be,
no.
Right?
Oh, you can't. I mean, you're going to have to be to hit them.
Yeah, you need to run up to them.
Well, I roll a 14 total.
Okay, that is a miss. So you run up to this gnome and you go to just, what, punch him?
Yeah. No, I go to put my arm on the arm that he would use my hand on the arm that he would use to shoot people with.
Okay, and yeah, he's just too small for you, and you go to reach for that arm, and it's he just like sort of ducks out the way, wily little gnome biter.
I'm gonna take my second attack to make the same attempt.
Okay.
This time I roll 19 plus 6.
Okay, that's a hit.
Oh, I've got Tavern Brawler Grapple. Here we go. If I hit a creature with an arm strike, I can use a bonus action to attempt to grapple the target.
Okay, so you definitely hit him then. So you can roll your damage for an unarmed strike.
D4 plus 3.
I love that Sasha's unarmed attack is 0.
So it's 4.
Yeah. 1 plus minus 1.
Yeah.
And then I use my bonus action to attempt to grapple. So do I roll another dice for that?
Yes, that's contested. So if your bonus action is to grapple, he's going to try and not get grappled.
Okay, well, I rolled an 18 plus...
He only got an 8. So you successfully grapple him.
All right, so then I hold him there as kind of a sign of non-murdery intent. And I say, back down to the other guys.
Okay, you're currently holding a gnome, and now it is the old dwarf with the red hair. He is going to, let's see, he's going to charge forward and try and hit someone with his spear. I'm going to roll a d20, and odds, he's going for Kydron. Evens, he's going for Sasha. Mm-hmm. Evens, he's going for Sasha. Okay, so he's going to try and get you with his spear, and... that is only a 14.
17 AC.
Okay, nice. So he just lunges at you with the spear, and he gets dead air as you dodge out the way. And now it is Kydron.
Don't kill anyone.
Seeing as Rad has grappled the gnome, Kydron is going to cast Hold Person, but as a level 4 spell, so he gets an extra 2 targets. So nice. He will target the dwarf, well, basically the 3 that are not being manhandled by Rad. So they need to make a wisdom save on a DC 16 or be paralyzed.
Okay, so 2 guards. First one gets a nat 20.
Oh, fuck.
Second one gets a flat 16. And the knight, she only gets a 3.
Okay, so only she's paralyzed. And yeah, Kydron would also be yelling, "We mean you no harm."
Okay. So she's paralyzed, meaning that she's just can't act.
I mean, if she gets hit, it breaks it, and it's concentration for me up to a minute. So I was really hoping to paralyze them all so we could just chill out, trying not to kill things Rad for a change.
He's yelling, "Fucking, we're gonna soda stream your blood, you fizzy bastards."
So paralyzed is incapacitated and can't move or speak. It automatically fails strength and dex saves. Attack rolls against it have advantage. Any attack that hits the creature is a critical hit if the attacker is within 5 feet.
I mean, I do want to hit it now.
Yeah, so this knight is just, she's just going to skip her turn. She is going to just like struggle a little bit against your spell and grit her teeth. And this hasn't helped the case. She is now going to she's just gritting her teeth and growling. That's it.
I mean, she could be appreciative that it didn't actually kill her. That, you know, that's, she could try that.
Yeah, but she's been stopped from doing her job by your powerful magic, so she's not.
No, she's been stopped because she didn't fucking listen.
Mm-hmm. And the gnome who's being grappled is going to try and break the grapple. So that's a contested athletics versus him rolling. Don't worry about it. He rolled a 3.
Alright, I got 11.
Yep, so you just have this tiny little gnome going, and that's his turn.
I feel bad.
And the guard with the ponytail is going to yell, having seen that the knight, woman's boss, is under some kind of spell, is going to run over to the mage-looking motherfucker with the weird hat, and... say something along the lines of release her at once, you evil Arkvale sorcerer, even though you're not the sorcerer, but she doesn't know that. And is going to try and spear you.
Okay, oh, duh.
It's a good time for a natural 20 as well.
That's not ideal.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. 5, 8. That is 9 piercing damage with the spear.
Oh.
Just lunges at you, and it sort of grazes your side, but it manages to take a chunk out of the side of you.
Yeah, that's really bad.
Made a hole in your robes.
It's a good thing I've got a whole 24 hit points.
And now it's Sasha.
Just tanking this shit.
Sasha's got the dwarf in front of her.
Mm-hmm.
And Kydron's got the ponytail.
So Sasha grows her claws. They come out of the ends of her fingernails. And she holds her hands up and she's in the dwarf's head. He hears, "We're not with Arkvale. We won't kill you unless you try and hurt us, and then we will murder you in our sleep."
You really don't know how to defuse a situation, do you?
Basically trying to intimidate, to be like, seriously, I could kill you without even blinking, but we're deliberately not. So maybe chill the fuck out. You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
And that's your turn?
Yep, that's my turn.
I like it.
Okay, so roll an intimidation check, I guess. You're going to have to roll high to get him to not do his job.
I mean, I rolled a 19 on the dice. I got a 23 total, so.
Okay. Should I set a DC for that at 25 or roll against it? Because I'm thinking this guy has to be convinced to not do his job. Like, you're so mean. You're mean enough to make me not do my job.
He's already seen like his gnome buddy get grappled, his boss be paralyzed. We've arrived in a massive circle of light. We're not to be fucked with.
All I wanted to do.
They were slightly intimidated before they turned up.
Yeah,
he's
so
probably,
like,
if anything, he's gonna like flee, run away.
And now this crazy bitch is growing claws in front of him. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, that definitely helps. And in terms of.
That's intimidating. I'm intimidated.
In terms of a wisdom save against that, well, he got a 19, but that's obviously not 23.
It's smaller than that, yeah.
Yeah, so he, I mean, it's not his turn to do anything, but in his turn, he's definitely, I'm going to give him either, depending on the situation he's in by the time his turn comes around, disadvantage on attacking you, or he's just going to flat out run away.
Yeah, cool.
We're back around the top to Rad, still grappling the boy.
Okay, how big is this little fella?
3 foot tall.
Can I chuck him?
Yes.
All right, is there like a fucking crate of apples or something nearby? what's a laundry basket?
No. So, geographically speaking, you are in like a very lightly wooded area right outside the city gate. So like next to a road that leads into the gate.
There's going to be like a high tree there though, right? Like you could probably chuck him up so his braces comically catch in a tree branch, you know, like that kind of scenario.
I love it.
Yeah. I wonder if I should throw him at the guy I'm about to cast sleep on. That would make the aiming really difficult there, right?
Yeah, probably. You couldn't
do both in the same turn.
Yeah.
I get two attacks. How do you cast sleep, Brad?
You guys all can.
I can't remember why.
Fraylin gave you the ability to cast sleep at a certain amount of hit points. I can't remember, at 30 hit points or something.
Oh, fine.
Once a day.
All right, I try and toss this little fella into the briar patch. Wait, are you saying that I can't use my second attack to cast sleep?
Well, it's not an attack. Your fighter ability second attack is you attack. It's not just a second action.
Right. So if I just drop this little fella and start sleeping someone, then he's going to get an attack of opportunity, right? That's how that works.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking that because of the way, I just remember, the way sleep works is that it targets the lowest HP character first.
Yeah.
And then it eats away at others nearby until it's used up. And that would be the gnome, because he's the only one who's taken any damage.
Oh, I don't want to put him to sleep. What's the point?
So if you cast sleep, he will be the first to go.
All right, I'm gonna just fling him at the guy who stabbed, what's his face? And then try and tackle them both as a kind of collective.
Okay, the ponytail one stabbed Kydron.
Yeah. So like, I assume his back is to me because he was stabbing Kydron,
yep.
Right? Is the spear still... It's not still in Padron, right? Because that'd be
awkward. Well, we're all talking a matter of, like, split seconds here, so...
Right, yeah, so I can tell.
It's like...
It's a she, I think, too.
Oh, yeah, she is in the process of, like, removing her spear from his abdomen.
All right, well, let's just give this a hoon. So I gnome mercy, I say, as I throw a gnome at him. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to say, since you're already grappling him, you can just do this. And you're strong and he's little.
Yeah, so that's my first attack, right?
Yeah. So this is just a ranged attack.
Yeah.
Have you been watching Cobra Kai as well?
No.
No mercy!
I have, but that's not why I said... When I said gnome at the beginning, it's difficult, you know?
Yeah, so if you just make an attack. Proficiency plus strength.
We're gnome with Arcbale?
Oh no, natural one. That's not good.
Good thing you're not chaos cursed.
So do I add six? Do I still add my modifier to that?
He's gonna hit me, isn't he?
Nat one is just straight up a fail no matter what you add to it.
Alright. So that's what happens there before I do my second attack.
Well, it's a critical fail, so you go to toss him and he slips your grip and you end up just like doing a dummy rugby pass of empty hands.
Yeah. Do I still get my second attack?
I'm going to say, as a consequence, no. Nah. Right, that one, cool. Bro.
Good.
Fair enough.
You're so off put by how badly that failed. You're not ready to attack again.
That makes sense to me.
And now it is the dwarf who is pissing himself in front of Sasha, and he's going to he's just going to back away behind his boss, who is paralyzed, but he doesn't really know that yet. So he's going to just try and get away from Sasha, which will provoke an attack of opportunity if you want.
Yeah, I don't use it. I choose not.
So he just turns and flees and then stands behind his boss, the knight. That's his turn. And the knight is still just paralyzed because Kydron's still concentrating, I assume. So she does nothing. And the gnome has been released. Hooray! He's going to turn and shoot his crossbow in Rad's face.
Do I get an attack of opportunity? Because he's so close?
No.
Oh, stink.
He just wants to crossbow you in the face. Does a 19 hit your AC?
It does. I've got 15 armor.
Oh, okay. Cool. Crossbow in the face. 6 damage.
That seems shitty.
So I like this image of just this, like, this gnome whipping around at you, crossbow point blank, and just... Toom.
I whip my bow back and forth.
And now we are background to the ponytail one in front of Kydron, who's just going to try and go again. 13.
Oh, my AC is 13. So does that hit or not?
Yes, it does. Meets beats. That is 7 piercing damage. So she goes for the exact same spot again.
Jesus Christ, it's dead.
It's hurting. It's hurting a lot.
I got 8 points left.
We gotta get you guys some armor or something. Why is your AC so low? Why has the sorcerer got the best AC?
Can you use your explosive teleport to get kind of out of this?
Yeah, that's the plan, Rad.
And Sasha's turn. Guys have the upper hand here. One of them has just run away. One of them can't move as long as Kydron keeps focusing.
Yeah, but she's gonna move again if he teleports out.
No,
you can't focus and do that at the same time?
Yes, he can.
I can? Fucking amazing.
Yeah. Sorry.
Oh, you didn't have a turn, Kydron. Whoops.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Sorry, after the dwarf ran away from Sasha, that should have been Kydron's turn, before the paralyzed knight.
Alright, get in there.
Before I got stabbed or after I got stabbed?
Before you got stabbed.
Okay, so can I thunderstep away before I get stabbed? That'd be really cool.
Okay, that'll harm her and get you to safety, so yep.
Let's do that. So I thunderstep. I'm not actually going to use the full 90 feet that I can go. I'll stay within 60 feet so I can keep the whole person going on the boss.
Go freak out the guy hiding behind the net.
Yeah, I thought I'd probably go... I can't really visualize exactly where we are, but I'll kind of go to a fairly clear area kind of behind everybody, but still within that 60 feet.
This is going to damage all of us too, right?
Nah. because I've got sculpt spells, which doesn't hurt my own party.
It'll just damage the one that was right in front of him.
It's only within 10 feet, and I do a massive 3d10 of 12 damage. But she's got a constitution save, or she only takes half, so could be as bad as 6.
Okay, well, she got an 18 on that con save.
So that beats my spell DC of 16.
Okay, so she takes 6 damage?
Yeah.
Okay, so you let off the thunderous boom, and it shakes the trees, and it shakes the air, and everyone around.
Could be heard for 300 feet. Just
Everyone around is just sort of like, whoa, what was that? And the guard with the ponytail takes a wallop of some concussive force right in her face.
So did I get stabbed or not that second time?
No, we'll cancel that. Because obviously that can't happen. Cool, knight paralyzed. The gnome has... The gnome did shoot Rad in the face.
Shoot me right in the fucking face.
And back round to that guard's turn, who is going to not stab Kydron. That guard with the ponytail is going to wonder what the hell just happened and turn to the nearest person, which will be Sasha, and try and get her instead, because her target just disappeared.
Cool.
Sure.
Sorry, Sasha.
That's fine.
She's got her claws out, right?
I don't have any reactions, though, sadly.
That is 21 with the spear.
Jesus, fuck.
Yeah.
This ponytail rolls like a bandit.
Oh, max damage, too. That's 9 damage with the spear.
Cool.
So she jabs that spear into you and then pulls it back. All of you, what are your passive perceptions?
15.
Oh, 13.
12.
Sasha, you become, like, while being stabbed, you become aware, like, maybe the stab, like, turned your body a little bit, that there is, like, a person hiding behind a tree, kind of nearby, like, who's monitoring the fight. You don't really see them, you just sort of catch a glimpse of, like, there's a person there as you're getting stabbed.
Okay.
But we don't?
No, you don't. And now it's Sasha's turn.
Okay. That's fun. So I look at this chick and I just blast her in her face.
With magic?
With a firebolt, just to the face. It's just a cantrip. So I roll a 16...
That hits.
Which does... that's nice. I'll have 17 firebolt damage to the face, please.
Okay, is it lethal or non-lethal?
It's lethal.
Okay, she's dead.
I'm like, this bitch stabbed me.
Yep.
It's like, you know? And as I do it, I don't even look at her. I just, like, flame just comes out the end of my clawed fingertips and just hits this bitch in the face, and I'm dead staring. Yep. The other guy ran away from me. I'm like, see how easy I can kill?
So she gets blasted back a few feet, and her head is just aflame as she smacks to the ground, and then sort of the fire just peters out, and she's not moving. And we are back around the top to Rad.
Right.
Oh, and by the way, I want to move forward.
Okay, whereabouts?
After that. Just towards the paralyzed knight.
Okay.
Yeah.
And yeah, Rad, you have the gnome still pointing his crossbow in your face.
Right. And my longsword is over there. So I'm just going to unarmed strike this guy again.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus, fuck. I just rolled another one.
You go to punch him in the face, and he just effortlessly whips your hand out of the way with his crossbow.
Yeah, I think we're going to die, guys.
Nah, we're going to be fine. I've only used a cantrip.
Yeah, so far you guys haven't really tried to do anything like to stop this, apart from diplomacy, which due to the current climate, it's not really going to happen. People are on edge. The world is crumbling.
Next time I'll just polymorph into a giant ape at the start and fuck shit up.
Rad, you know what? I'm gonna let you try your second attack.
All right, let's do it.
I'm gonna try and be nice.
Watch me roll a third one. Yep, I rolled another one.
Are you joking?
I'm not joking.
Rolling on.
Are you actually rolling dice, or are you just clicking the number one on it?
I'm clicking. I'm revealing the number one to myself. I'm on the Google dice roller. And
stop using it.
Yeah, I was going to say, stop typing 1d1.
Oh man, this is rough.
Okay, yeah, another. You go for another punch in the head, and he just whips your hand out of the way. Like, you are this gnome's plaything.
You're actually healing him every time you do this.
You're nothing to him.
Stronger.
So bad.
And the dwarf guard with the red hair who ran away and is hiding behind the knight is just gonna try and shake her and be like, what do we do? She points to the flaming one on the ground, like, she's dead, like, what do we do? And that's his turn. He doesn't know what else to do. He is very scared, and the knight is still paralyzed, so good move there, Kydron, taking the most powerful one out of the fight.
If Rad hadn't paralyzed the other one, I was going to go for the three minions, thinking that we would then talk her down. But so thank Rad for that.
And the gnome I don't think it makes sense for him to do anything except try and shoot Rad again. He's still pointing the bow at him.
How far away is the gnome from the knight and the other dude?
10, 15 feet. It's all pretty clustered.
Okay.
He only got a 4. Oh, wait. 7. So he misses you. He's too busy whacking your hands away, and he just shoots a bow off past your head. And, skipped Kydron again. Fuck.
Kydron's go?
Yeah, because I've slotted you in here between two lines, so I keep missing your name.
Shame.
You go after the dwarf. Just remember that. You go after the dwarf.
Okay. Kydron's going to cast Fireball centered on the dude that's hiding behind the knight, but it's going to take in all three of them. And obviously Spell Sculpt to not fuck up my own dudes. So they get a dexterity saving throw, but I imagine the knight doesn't, or she automatically fails it. Because
knight automatically fails.
So 8d6 there. 33 damage.
Okay, dwarf gets a dex save 16.
Spell save DC 16.
And the gnome gets an 8.
So the dwarf takes half of 33 damage, 16 and a half, or 17. Do you round up or down?
Down.
16 for him, and 33 each for the other two.
Okay, dwarf and gnome are both dead.
Cool.
They just go up in flames, and then their bodies just sort of fall to the ground. And the knight took a whopping 33 damage. Does that undo her paralyze?
It does, yeah.
Yep.
Okay, ouch, she just got severely burned, but she's moving now to try and deal with the fact she's just got severely burned.
And has no friends anymore.
Yep, all of her companions have just been burned to death, and she's just been severely burned and can now move. Okay, and now it's the knight's turn, and considering what just happened, she is going to just drop to her knees in like a lot of pain and mental anguish that like the people working under her have just been obliterated.
Because she wouldn't listen.
And she's going to surrender. Whether you are in like friend or foe, she's going to put out her hands as if to say, like, shackle me, do whatever you need to do. I'm not like, this is done.
That ship has sailed a little bit, hasn't it?
But yeah, that's her turn, whether you buy it or not.
All right.
Whose turn is it?
Now it would go around to Sasha.
Okay, cool. So Sasha stands in front of her, because she was standing in front of her before anyway, and just says to her, see, all of this could have been avoided if you just believed us. We're not with either. Do you understand? It is possible, right?
I guess as a quick reaction, because it's not her turn, so to speak, if you are still in turn order, she looks at you in confusion and just says, like, there are no other sides. In this part of the world, it's Resistance or Arkvale.
Can someone explain to her?
Some people aren't either. Some people are just trying to live their lives without getting involved in a giant fight.
Okay, and that's more than 6 seconds. That's your turn.
So we're out of combat now, aren't we?
That's up to you. She is.
Can I cast my sleep on her?
If you want to, yeah. It's your turn.
Well, you cast sleep. Hopefully she's got the least hit points.
She's only got 19. So, yeah, you've easily got enough.
Well, I'm probably going to roll a 1 again, so don't be too excited.
Yeah, so, yeah, you cast sleep on her, and she a combination of your spell plus her wounds, the fact she's just been severely burned over her whole body, she just sort of flops to the ground.
Is she going to, just die of her wounds if we leave her here?
No, she'll be fine.
I take her sword and I throw it in a river.
What? Now you go on a quest to find a nearby river?
I don't know. What is nearby?
Very lightly wooded area next to a major road outside the gates to the city. The city itself, you would know that it borders the Omega Lake, the hugest inland body of water in the world.
I mean, I can just carry it with me, right? It's not that big in a position. Mm-hmm. How soft is the dirt? Can I just stab it into the dirt and then keep stepping on the hill until you can't see it?
Yes.
Right, I do that. Sasha, is there anything that you've seen lately that you want to talk to us about?
Meta?
What?
Alright, no, fine, let's move on.
Do you guys have a post-fight discussion? Over these bodies?
Yeah. Jesus, I felt like I was fighting a real fuckwit there. My skills just went with me.
A little bit, to be fair. Not going to lie to you, man. You didn't cover yourself in glory there, but hey, you didn't get stabbed. So, good on you.
So who's the fuckwit, really?
Kydron will kind of have a bit of a rifle through her pockets and plate armor to see if she's got anything valuable, because he's a thieving prick at heart, and, just to see if there's anything interesting.
Fair enough.
So the knight.
Are there any other civilians that, were...
The others were all kind of burnt and stinky. And
yeah,
gross,
so people... The civilians who were monitoring, waiting for the guards to arrive, stuck around for, the first few seconds of standoff, but once fireballs and shit started happening, people screamed and ran. It's just you out here.
We should probably still,
we should probably scarper. Kydron does feel a bit bad for her, so he will leave a potion of minor healing near her, so when she wakes up, there's a potion there, because being burned like that.
You're leaving this bitch potion?
Wakes up from her severe burns.
Yeah.
Can we draw it right on her face?
They're expensive.
Hope you learned something.
Okay.
Yeah, I know they are, because I've dished out about half a dozen to the rest of you guys through this campaign.
Can we take your money?
That's what I'm trying to do.
Can all of you please make a perception check for me?
19.
And also, just so you know, Sasha's talking to Kalani currently.
They're trying to convince her that we're not weirdo murderers. 19.
No, 18. Trying to tell her that this is what happens when you think you've only got two choices.
Why did those guards attack us? We're trying to help people, aren't we?
Ideology.
We are.
We're actually the bad guys, Kalani, to be honest.
I don't understand.
No, so Sasha's bent down and is like, that's what people do when they feel like they don't have a choice. When the things that they believe in tell them that it's this or nothing.
So they were only doing what they thought was right?
Yeah. I mean, they were.
It's also impossible.
Some people will get that all...
We don't know them.
Mixed up in their brain. And this is why it's really important that with the amount of power that you will wield, that you think carefully about these things. What you think is right might not always be what is right. Make sure you consider things.
Can we have this argument on the road, guys?
Yeah.
I'm thinking a quick rifle through the pockets and then getting the fuck out of there.
Yeah, so what were those perception checks? There was an 18...
19.
A 19 and 18.
Yeah, she's literally doing this while you're stepping on hilts of swords and while you're rifling through pockets, so...
Yeah. Okay, so, yeah, while she's having a conversation with Kelani and Kydron is finding, as well as this knight's greatsword that she never got to use, her plate armor that she didn't really use either, she's got just a pouch of 9 gold.
9.
And a squashed apple that's sort of in, a satchel hanging off her.
Is it a baked apple now, though, because of the heat?
Yes, okay. It's a roasted apple.
Yeah.
Flame grilled.
Also, Sasha points at the bloody plate armor and says, "Oi."
Rad has a magic item called Plate When You Need It, where he just pushes a button on his chest and he becomes Iron Man.
Did he not think about when he was just getting smacked in the face with a crossbow that would have been a time that he needed it?
I was trying to defuse the situation, and being Iron Man usually doesn't.
I mean...
Okay, so with those perception checks, while you're doing what you're doing, you notice a young boy, young human boy, maybe 10, 11, 12 years old, like pre-teen sort of age. He rushes out from behind a tree and he picks up the spear of the one that first stabbed Kydron and then stabbed Sasha.
It's like a magic spear.
And then he waves one of his hands in the air and like a shimmering purple portal appears and he steps through it. And then the portal closes.
It's weird, eh?
Fuck off, Brad. I hate your guts. I hate your guts so bad.
You hate my guts.
So bad.
You hate my guts. This is your fault. Somehow.
Brad just destroyed Aizen. That is how Brad destroys fucking Aizen. Yeah. Right there. Right there. In that little innocuous moment. Right there.
Well, to be fair.
Okay. So what are we doing here? We're just wasting our time now or what?
Sasha wouldn't know that. She would suddenly be worried about the fact that her blood was on that.
Oh, no. Should we just get drunk for the rest of the campaign?
Yeah, fuck it. What's the point? Let the surge happen.
It's not the surge. It's the brute wall.
I have no idea what the fucking brute wall is, so that means nothing.
In a calming moment after this fight, or when you're all sort of wondering what to do now, you hear a wagon coming up the road being pulled by at least two horses, you can hear by the sound of it. And it's just coming out at like a leisurely pace, just clip-clop, 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 coming up the road. And you see, coming into view, a cart being pulled by three horses. And this cart is very familiar to you, Kydron. It has a big picture of a purple and gold butterfly on the side of it. And you recognize it as the traveling merchant cart you pretty much grew up in.
Cool. Ah, it's Rill.
Your adoptive father, Rill.
Yeah, this is handy. I'm already thinking of my new hand.
Yeah, walking alongside the cart is several lightly armed men and women just sort of wandering alongside it. It's clearly, like merchant caravan guards.
Yeah.
And Rad, you recognize your father, Warlin Boomerang.
That's weird.
That's fucking weird.
Walking alongside this caravan.
Is my current understanding 30 seconds ago that my father is alive?
Yeah, you knew your dad was alive back in in Tyrannus.
Sure.
Okay. Is this a good clip?
We don't see Jules' dad.
Okay? Yeah, exactly. Any other dads? Is this like a 200 mad dads and lads trip or something? Right.
Okay, so I know you guys don't remember this, but we actually found out that the brute wall... We found out, like our group found out, that the brute wall is containing my parents behind it, along
with
monsters and dragons and stuff.
Why would our parents be hanging out? Yeah. That's fucking
so what
weird.
Just happened in the last 1 minute of recording is that all three of your parents just came into the fold.
And basically, that's just what happened, because my parents got released from the brute wall, which means all of the monsters and dragons have just been returned.
Is that a bad thing?
Don't. We'll definitely be dead soon.
Super bad thing. Well, like all the giant crazy monsters.
So suddenly, after just killing a few guards, is kind of like not a big deal, yeah.
Yeah.
In the grand scheme, absolutely not.
Yeah.
All right.
I still feel we're gonna get told off by our fathers for like murdering people and shit, though.
Do I like my dad?
You tell me. You tell me what your relationship with Warlin was.
I don't know. I had just assumed he was dead. Okay.
Yeah, he's always been known as an honourable man, and he's always been a good father.
Okay, I mean, I guess I'm stoked to see him, right? So I yell out, Dad!
Okay, at a distance as this cart approaches. One of the men, you can tell me a lot about him. You can world build him for me. You see this man stop in his tracks. Like, the caravan keeps moving, the other guards keep moving, but he just stops like he's seen a ghost or something. Like, his world has just shifted.
Right, because he probably thinks I'm dead.
And he just says, son.
Hey, I run towards him.
Yeah.
Is it cute? Is it slow motion? Is there prancing?
The way Rad's been rolling, he trips over after three steps and falls on his face.
Yeah, do you mean to roll for me?
Hang on, 1d1. yeah, he greets you with open arms, if that's what you go for. Like, or like the manly warrior clasp of like forearms.
I run towards him like, I don't expect him to be here, right? Because we're like hundreds of miles away from Tyrannus.
Yeah, you're like a whole king. You're like two kingdoms over from Tyrannus.
Yeah, so like as I get close to him, I say, what are you doing here?
Was he like a merchant's caravan?
What's Craig, what are you doing? Your dad's here too.
I don't know. I'm kind of just taking it. I don't know. I mean, can I see Rill? Can I see him, or is he like in the car?
Yeah, you can't see him from your vantage point, but you definitely know this is his, or at least it was his last time you saw him. His cart.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I guess Cardron will just try and halt the cart.
He doesn't look different.
Yeah, just tries to look cool, though, like. Just ignore the smouldering corpses. This is a real bad time to be caught with your hand up some, like, sleeping bird's breastplate, eh? Like. So it's like that time when you were 14.
Shame! I never.
I guess, yeah, like, halt the cart and just have a chat. I don't know. Hadn't really thought about parental stuff in this.
Yeah, I wanted to involve your backstories more and give you guys more like solid foundation in the world. And there's actually a good reason that both your dads arrived at the same time.
Yeah, so I mean, do we have any idea why our dads would know each other? Like,
you have none whatsoever.
So, I mean, I guess Rad would be.
We didn't know each other, so like.
No.
And my dad isn't a traveling merchant.
Funny enough, one of my best mates in real life, our dads were mates back in the day, and we didn't know that at all. So it's very scary.
That's weird.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I guess Rad would try and stop the cart and see if Rill is in there. Jump up and say, Rill, what up?
Yeah, Sasha, what do you do when you see your two companions like rush towards this cart as if it's something that like, oh shit, we got to get involved in this?
Wait,
I'm like, are we shooting this too? Yeah.
Are we do you need me to fireball these people?
You got that?
Kayla, I need to fireball the shit out of them. Oh, Christ, not again.
I don't know that I don't recognize this caravan, right? But since I yell out, I feel like Craig.
Yeah.
You think it, I would have heard it's extra weird since my dad is there.
Yeah, it's pretty strange. I mean. Look, honestly though, we've been hanging out with this elf chick who just turned up from another plane. There was this elf guy that turned up from another plane and then he buggered off with a god. There's some weird shit that's happened, man. Like, Kydron's kind of like, he's a nerd who studied and he's prayed to a god that saved us on a ship. It's like, oh, fucking now dads are here. Of course they are. This is fine. But yeah, it's pretty weird. That was cool though.
I'm so angry. I'm so angry with that's how it happened.
So yeah, so what happened with that? Because I'll be honest, well, I've totally forgotten this whole brute wall thing.
They can't break down the brute wall because there's no dragon blood on this plane. But look, there is.
Only Sasha zapped in.
Oh, so it's Sasha.
Yeah, so Sasha got zapped in.
Stephen King-esque child was hanging down in the bushes and stole her spear and ran away with it because the spear had Sasha blood on it.
I know, Mali would know that child to be Draefer, I'm betting. Yep. Who is also, by the way, a wielder.
Oh, that's an issue.
But it is a wielder being controlled by a demigod as such, kind of, who Mali killed.
Twice.
And she, twice. She usually comes back as, like, the strongest thing in the world, and she used to be a dragon. But she hasn't been able to be a dragon since the dragons were locked behind the brute wall.
So where's the brute wall? I missed that whole part.
It's a big magical barrier in the deep, deep south of the world. Near where you guys were.
And we found out about it when we visited that dragon skull shrine thing.
That was like in early 2019, so...
Yeah. So way back then, we found out about the whole brute wall and how Sasha's parents are behind it and how the blood is used to bring it down and blah, blah, blah.
So you should be way more careful with your blood, basically.
yeah, didn't really occur to me that someone would be trying to bring down the brute wall. You know, like Sasha, it wouldn't have occurred to her that someone would want to release those things.
Yeah, she's
you know?
Extremely dumb.
But essentially, yeah, but essentially this demigod wants to be a dragon again, so she needed to bring down the brute wall to do it. And so everything gets released and she was now a dragon. What you guys don't know is obviously Marley and Bamfor and Arcus have fought her as a dragon and killed her again. But she'll be back again because that's kind of what she does.
But isn't it also every other mad monster though? So we, is the world like just fucked now?
Yep.
It's really paying more attention to that podcast.
Yeah.
The thing is what that just happened doesn't have any immediate bearing on your story. Like your story is still continuing as normal.
Our story's kind of a bit lame in comparison to that, though.
Like, it's really not. It's like you guys are, what you're doing is a very important piece of the puzzle. Like the puzzle has many different.
Yeah, like we're fucking things up for a few books.
Yeah.
Well, because what you don't know as well, like, is Marley and Bamfor and all that aren't doing anything to do with the surge. The surge is probably going to fuck the world. What we're doing is actually going to potentially at least stop the world exploding.
Yeah, but if the world doesn't explode, then the monsters take over. So, I don't know, maybe 6 of 1, half a dozen of the other.
Yeah, so there's two things left to say before we cut the session and say goodnight. So, when Kydron and Rad go off to see their dads, which is a sentence that sounds weirder now that I actually say it, Sasha and Kalani, you notice that next to the body that the strange boy just stole that spear from, there is a piece of paper on the ground.
Have a look at the paper.
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely going to pick it up.
It's a receipt from shit at the warehouse.
One pack of double D batteries. In very messy script, like someone's written this very quickly, and it says you don't know me. Oh, sorry, more appropriate language of the time. You do not know me, but I mean you no ill will. I only did what I did to save my father.
Yeah, shut up, Draper.
One of you is a wielder, and I hope this will help you. Here is a map, and then there's like a very quick scribble of like a forest and a line, like a waving line going through it with like an X in the middle and an X at the end. And pointing to the X in the middle, it says Guardian Tough.
Okay.
What, like Guardian parentheses Tough?
It just says the words Guardian Tough, like no punctuation.
Right.
T-O-U.
Do we get a hand? Do we get a handout, Brad?
B-U-F-F.
No, it's not a very helpful map. It's literally like just a roughly drawn forest, like a couple of trees to represent a forest, and then a squiggly line with an X and another X at the end.
So it's not really a map.
Okay. Yeah, it's
more a here's what to expect sort of thing. And the other thing that happens is, so you don't see this, is in somewhere cold and blustery in the bottom of the world, a portal opens, and out steps a young human boy holding a spear. He waves the spear in the cold air, and a shimmering wave of energy shoots for hundreds and hundreds of miles in both directions. Just this wall of energy just for as far as the eye could see. And then suddenly the energy just dissipates into the air, and very loud, very angry roaring sounds can be heard echoing for miles.
Pretty fun, guys.
Yes, from that big deal. MBT.
So he just opened the door to hell.
Well, at least you might see Mum Dad, eh?
Hmm.
I mean,
well, that wielders as
that
well.
That could be fun.
Well, so there's like fucking thousands of wielders. I don't know why we went to so much effort to find one. They're just fucking everywhere. We had to go to a whole other continent, and now we're
really
tripping over them every time we look.
Are they dragon wielders?
No, they're really not. No, because Sasha's mum and dad were wielders from back in the day. They already wielded the surge. However you say that in past tense.
Past tense.
Yeah.
Welted.
You say back in the day.
Welted.
That's a massive understatement, back in the day.
Yeah, like thousands and thousands of years ago. Like,
so is Sasha thousands and thousands of years old?
No, because she got zapped to another dimension, another world, and then zapped back into this time. So she not only world traveled, but she time traveled somehow.
I'm so confused.
Yeah, but in the boring connection. Yeah.
Her parents sent her forward in time and to a different place in the hope she was never found.
But she was and caused the big problem.
Somebody zapped me back to Iceland.
So Gillif, what she's been doing behind
Figured out.
What she's been doing behind the scenes is every time there's a surge, she's been using whatever wielders she's got to use all their power to go out to different worlds at different times and looking for you. Obviously, basically, one of them found you and used whatever power they had to send you back.
Rad, I think you and I should just get the fuck out, man. We've shacked up with this is bad news, man. We should just go back to chucking hams and reading books about shit.
The simple
life. We're way over our heads, man.
I like that. I like that you've known that technically since the Frozen Wastelands and you're just still with me.
To be fair, I've never been sure why, like, from the moment you showed up in the Wolfwood, it was deeply suspicious. But, you know, I have no explanation character-wise why Kaidron would have, like, he's into searching for knowledge and shit, which is a tenuous reason to stay on this bizarre roller coaster.
The thing is, you've got an unwavering thirst for knowledge, and clearly there are many things to be learned on this journey, which you would have ascertained straight away. As soon as you met this person who's like, I'm not from this world, you'd be like, oh, I'm fucking following you. I am learning your story. I'm learning all about the forces that are making you and this thing happen.
Yeah, but that's pants-shittingly terrifying. He would have gone, nah, fuck this, I'm out.
It's like, can't I pick up a leaflet about this?
You got a pamphlet about that? Or is there a podcast that I could just tune into on this one?
Holy Parents' Day, Batman! Kaidron's dad rolled up in his merchant caravan? Rad's dad is working as a security escort for him? Some of you might be thinking this is super weird, but trust me, it's actually important. And Drafa, the wielder, just used Sasha's draconic blood to bring down the Brute Wall, essentially bringing her parents back as well? Oh, and yeah, there's the whole, you know, like, dragons are back thing as well. And for those of you who listened to Chapter 5 and wondered, Haydet said Drafa brought down the Brute Wall, but how did he do it? Well, there you go. There it is. And we couldn't make this show without the love and support from our awesome supporters over at patreon.com/fateofison. Our supporters are Alex White Robinson, Person Who Wants to Stay Anonymous, Robert Baldino from Not Quite Heroes Podcast, Irene Cucci, Laura Christine Goodwin, and James Blaster from Wheel of Woe Podcast, RJ Hodgkins, Laura Douglas, Mel Ziegler, Roger Afmata, Sam Malcolm from Table Tales, Kydron Fails, Lauren Flake, Kai Dealer, Rihanna Cavalcic, Kevin Swift from The Dice Cult, Ben Edwards, Victorian Gavin Porter, Daniel Nichols from The Happy Go Lucky Podcast, KP Squished, Alexandra Litkites, Andrew Evans, and Emily Holman from The Grow Out of It Podcast. If anybody else wants to show some love for the show, you could give us a review somewhere, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Podbean, Podchaser, or just tell your friends about us. You can, of course, get in touch with us on all of our socials. Those are at fateofison, or you can email fateofison@gmail.com. Alrighty, everyone. Thanks for listening.
Hey, new best friend. Have you ever created something so embarrassing in your childhood years that it's now hidden away from everyone till the end of time? It's a good thing you listened to that instinct, because we didn't. I'm Emily.
And I'm Erica.
And we host a podcast called Grow Out of It, all about laughing at the stories we wrote in our youth.
She gave them each a hard strike across the face.
What? You're telling me?
No.
Reminiscing about our childhoods.
I edited this one photo of you like 13 times.
And going on weird tangents about it.
Sounds like a strain of marijuana.
Oh, I was gonna say it sounds like a lube.
We also host guests who share their creativity with us.
That's the thing that I thought was super badass when I wrote it.
No, it's good. I mean, I'm terrified.
Sure enough, 30 minutes later, the siren sounded the entire...
He just sat there on the floor for 30 minutes.
And feature underground music artists. Laugh and cry with us every Sunday on the Necropodicon Network.
Necropodicon. Hard to pronounce? Easy to listen.